This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today. On our show this second hour from the TV program This Is Us, Chrissy Metz and Justin Hartley. Also from Chicago Fire will be Kara Kilmer and Miranda Mayo joining us. Later on in the hour, excited to talk to Little Anthony of Little Anthony and the Imperials. Little Anthony has been doing this for almost 65 years, and he's still out there singing and recording. And then we'll end things out this hour with Kelly Edwards talking about spring cleaning. And that's all coming up the second hour of Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily. When we come back, our first guest for the second hour from the very popular TV show This Is Us, Chrissy Metz and Justin Hartley.
Hi, this is Pastor Grant, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Anderson 25-Year Savings Event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Anderson takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-603-8489. 800-603-8489. 800-603-8489. That's 800-603-8489.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. Well, I remember, like it was yesterday, talking to Sterling K. Brown about a new show that was coming up that he had a lot of hopes for. And the show was called, by the way, This Is Us. And then we talked to him again, and then we talked to a couple other of the stars. Now we have two more joining us from the show This Is Us, the very lovely Chrissy Metz and the equally handsome Justin Hartley. Justin, Chrissy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thank you. What an intro. That was awfully kind
you.
Of you, man.
You. Hi.
Sterling just wrote that over to me to read, and I hope I didn't screw up any of the stuff.
Checks in the mail, sir.
Checks in the mail. Okay, that's lie number two. Anyway, moving right along. This is unbelievable, the success of the shows.
We were saying, you know, it's a good time to either catch up on the show or start the show. Our show is binge watchable for so many different reasons. One of them is we ask a lot of our audience. It's a very sort of emotional show,
yeah.
And to dive in and get that deep into a show emotionally is kind of it's a tall order. So you can do it on your own time if you have a few hours to sit there and sort of cry and get your eyes all puffy.
Yeah.
They're offering the entire season for you.
How many episodes are in this season?
18
episodes.
Wow,
we can make you cry for a whole entire day from sunrise to sunset.
Sunrise
right.
and sunset. That's a good name for a song. I'll have to write that. Sunrise, sunset.
So we're excited about that.
It is a very good show. There's no question about it. It's a great show.
Thank you.
I got to tell you a quick side story, if I may, though, and it involves Mandy Moore.
Okay.
Heard of her.
Me too. Several years ago, she was in our studios at Universal Studios here in Orlando, and she was just a young girl. When I say young, I mean 12 or something, you know. So she comes in, and we do this great interview. She was very good even at a very young age. She wasn't even a teenager yet. And we always archive all of our interviews for posterity, never knowing when you might need them again. Well, one day in a very rushed scenario, and it was on tape at the time, we needed a tape. And our producer, our executive producer, with her infinite wisdom, said, why don't we use this with Mandy Moore? And I don't know if I want to do that or not. She said, well, you know, she's a young girl. She, by the time, you know, she gets to another 10 years, she'll probably be a real estate executive or something. I don't know if that's such a good idea. So like a schmo, we used it, not knowing that this girl was going to end up such a big name. And here I had this really nice interview when she was like 12, you know. So, so it's not
that's
a funny story, but it is an educational story. I want you to
know. It's a good story, even from like 12 years old.
Yeah, you say that story, and I haven't known Mandy for when she was a child, but I can say, in knowing her now, that doesn't surprise me.
No.
That when you say she was poised good at such a young age, she is absolutely her. That's her through and through, isn't it?
Yeah. And then we recently found out that she was actually discovered by a FedEx driver.
Yeah.
Right?
Of all people.
I'm like, this is so fascinating. I mean, she is just, I've been a fan of her since, I mean, her music.
Yeah, she's lovely. Yeah.
And I'm from Gainesville, Florida, so, you know, we're Florida girls, so it's exciting.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you. You were born in Homestead, Florida, and then discovered in Gainesville, not too far from Orlando, Florida, where we originate this national show. What were you doing up there? A local talent event that you had in Gainesville?
I went to a random model, or maybe not so random, model search with my sister, who was interested in modeling, and she and I have different dads, right? She's tall and thin. And so she went, and then I met my then manager, and the rest is kind of history.
Wow, that's great.
And now here you are.
And here I am.
Back in Florida.
I know, right?
Doing this show.
Circle.
Wow, you traveled such a long distance to get back to the same place.
You can't get across
one
country.
Big circle is where you went. Well, you know, your success with Loveless in Los Angeles, An American Horror Story, and My Name is Earl, and now All of Us. And, of course, Justin, you bring an enormous amount to the table, too, with the hit series Chuck and Castle and Heart of Dixie, and then Red Canyon, the film, and Spring Breakdown. And you were a daytime soap opera star for 4 years on Passion.
Yeah, well, I did. I try to bounce around as often as I can and try to do as many different roles as I possibly can.
Planned it just that way.
This one ends up being, the absolute joy of my life is working with these fine people. I've worked with a lot of fine people, but this is the absolutely greatest job I've ever had, the most fun I've ever had working with talented, fun, funny people. And we get to laugh and cry and make everybody do it with us in the process.
Boy, there is no doubt about that laughing
Amazing.
And crying part. I mean, you can't deny that. There is a lot of great times and a very select few, but very well done, sad times that becomes a real tearjerker. I got to ask you, Justin, but I cannot remember the young man's name on Passions. He was a friend of ours, and I just can't remember his name now. A little guy, and he died very, very young. What was his name? Do you remember?
You know what? He played Timmy on the show,
and he
passed away before I got there.
Oh, did he really? Yeah.
So I never got to meet that young man. I actually started that show, I think, like a week or two after he tragically passed away, and the energy on this. I remember showing up to work the first day and thinking, my gosh, these people are awfully sad for a bunch of people that are working on a television show. And then I was told the story, and it all kind of made sense. I was like, oh, he had such an impact on all these people.
Oh, he really did.
They were devastated, yeah.
He really did. Now, when it comes to writing the show, where do they begin? Where do they get the premise? Because I got to tell you, it hits it right on the money every week.
Thanks. I think part of it is they come from real stories. I think, and that's part of the reason why you're probably feeling that way is, everyone has their own story. Everyone's got a story. And they go in this room and they shut the door and they all share their stories. And I think they come from real life. That's sort of what I've been told, yeah.
And I think this was initially going to be a feature that Dan was going to write.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had legs for a series, and thank goodness for that. But, yeah, I mean, you write from what you know, and that's what's so relatable.
Say, Dan Fogelman, he's like, he's a young guy, the creator of our show.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. He's like He's like 40 or something, right?
Wow.
And I always tell him, I said, he's 40 years old, but I think his soul is like 300,000 years
old. Yeah,
he's an old soul.
Just amazing and so humble about everything. He's like, you guys do, you guys really make the show. We're like, are you kidding?
Come on.
No, it's the writing. And he's like, no, and it's everyone.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Chrissy, you play the role of Kate and Justin Kevin, but does this whole crew allow you to bring a little bit of your own personality and your own input into those characters?
Oh, sure. I mean, playing someone who is dealing with weight issues and, having it not be about the food, but about, the food is the symptom and there's real issues and everybody kind of fills the void some way, somehow. And so, I can relate to that. And just, we're all trying to do the best we can. And bringing that in and just staying present in the material is what my goal is pretty much every day. But, when you have empathy for anyone and hopefully yourself, that comes across hopefully authentically.
Yeah, you try to make it, as personal as you possibly can, and I breathe as much of myself into this character as I can, and I think we all do that.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's the very least we can do if we're asking people to sort of relate to the show on a personal level themselves, the audience. The very least we can do is the same thing.
That's a very wise statement when you say it's the least we can do. I always chuckle at actors and actresses who say, I never watch myself because I just can't watch myself on television or on the big screen. And I'm thinking to myself the whole time, if you can't watch yourself, how the heck are we going
to
watch yourself?
You're asking us to watch you.
Yeah. The hell kind of
a
deal
is that? Exactly.
Yeah, and one of these days, Justin, I'm going to have you back to talk about a water project that I know you're involved with. We had that subject on the show a couple of weeks ago, and it's pretty interesting, so I'd like to talk to you about it. Again, the Watchathon week is when Comcast unlocks Xfinity On Demand and gives all the Xfinity TV customers free, unlimited access to the hottest shows on television, cable, and, of course, one, if not the hottest show this year, unbelievably successful, is This Is Us, starring Chrissy Metz and Justin Hartley. Justin, Chrissy, you're a great guest. You've got to come back one of these days.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
Chrissy, do you ever get back to Central Florida?
Oh, yeah. As often as I can, I went for my sister's baby shower and just a couple months ago, and all my family's still there in Gainesville and Ocala, so as much as I can.
Oh, that's great. Well, if either one of you come back down in this area, let us know, but please don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back, and congratulations. Maybe we can talk to you before the start of the season this coming September, and This Is Us on NBC, okay?
Got it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Justin. Thanks, Chrissy.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. That is a huge hit show. This Is Us. It really is unbelievable. Chrissy Metz and Justin Hartley. And if you haven't visited our website lately, check it out because we've made some changes to it. It's ronsegi.com. ronsegi.com. When you get there, there are two gold buttons on the home page. If you push the one on the left, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And if you push the one on the right, you can hear one of our archive shows from previous broadcasts. That's ronsegi.com. There's more to come, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, 2-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Joining us are two beautiful and talented actresses, and they're part of another season of a show that is absolutely sensational, Chicago Fire, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on NBC. Joining us right now is Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mail. Miranda, Kara, welcome to the show, and congratulations on yet another season.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited about this because this show is great. It's season number 5, according to my calculations, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, there have been some cast changes, have there not? I mean, there's different things going on in this season there at Firehouse 51.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rotation. Obviously, we're just like a normal firehouse. We have people coming and going.
When you do this every week, and it's like a movie every week, do you have firemen, real firemen on duty to make sure the accuracy is okay? Because somebody told me one time that some of the extras are real firemen.
Yes, absolutely. We do try and extend an invitation to surrounding firehouses, and we have a lot of firefighters and paramedics who work with us to make sure that we don't make fools of ourselves.
Yeah.
We actually have one of the cast members, Tony Ferraris, is an active firefighter. So whenever there's really technical, really difficult stuff that we shoot, we actually let him do it.
Oh, wow. Let's give it to the pro, right? Now, your character is a young paramedic that were transferred over to Firehouse 51. I think it was season number 3 that happened. But you had a little bit of an adjustment because you came from a small town type of responder to the streets of Chicago. I mean, that was one drastic move, was it not?
Yes, absolutely. Sylvie Brett comes from the small town Fowlerton, Indiana, and she moves to the big city to get over her heart being broken. And honestly, now she's got 2 years in the firehouse, and I think this year she finally gets to step into her authority a little bit. She's kind of found her place in the group. But you never know. Chicago is a surprising city. They will they'll keep throwing some new emergencies, things you didn't even realize could be emergencies, at you. So we'll see some things like that this year for sure, and you'll get to see how Sylvie deals with them.
Now, Miranda, your particular character, a little early on in the year, had an extended role on this show, which has evolved into this season. So you're playing a more active role at Firehouse 51 too, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. She is, Stella is a firefighter on truck. So she's working with Lieutenant Casey, Herman, Otis, and Mouch running around putting out fires, rescuing people.
I'm sure that is not difficult in this scenario, as it is in other Dick Wolf productions like Law and Order, that you find storylines. Do you take some of the stories that are actually in the headlines and put them into the storyline of the show?
Well, I do not, personally.
You don't?
I don't know how they would like me in the writer's room. But we actually have a gem of a human, Steve Chikorotis. He was a fire captain.
He's a fire deputy chief.
Fire deputy chief for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is in all of our concept meetings, all of, you know, he's in the writer's room talking to the writers about his experience, calls that he's been on, calls of other chiefs and friends that he knows. So, yeah, I mean, all of our stories are really grounded in reality. They come from a real place, and I think that's why the show is done as well as it's done.
Kara, you've been in a lot of things like Hulu original series, If I Can Dream, and Tin Man, NBC pilot, and Horizon. Both of you bring a lot of experience into the production of this, but do you find that doing something that is actual job, I mean, you know, they're firefighters compared to, let's say, a fictional type of thing where you don't have to be so accurate on the terminology and what you're doing, is it more difficult to do something like this, like a medical show or this is a firefighter show versus something that you make up as you go along?
Absolutely. I mean, the last thing that we want to do is make light of the work that these civil servants do.
Right.
The people that we work with are heroes, and we want to do their due diligence by being as accurate as we can. So when I started 2 years ago, we have a wonderful paramedic who works with us, Michelle Martinez, who took me on a run in the ambulance, and I saw how they kind of tackled things firsthand, and we had to go through training. I know all the firefighters. I know Miranda also had to do some firefighter training. I mean, they teach you how to, like, you know, I know how to do an IV. I know how to intubate someone. Would I do it? No. But we have to learn how to do those things and make sure that it looks good because we want to do them justice.
Yeah,
for sure.
One of the things, too, that I like about it is that, and I think this has evolved over the years, and I think Dick Wolf had a lot to do with it, too, is that a lot of times when you watch detective shows or medical shows, or in this case, you know, Chicago Fire, that you never really see the stress, the strain, the emotion that goes in the backstory. You know, you always saw the police officer that got up in the morning and he was already dressed. You already saw the firefighter who was already running through the blaze. But this has the backstory. I mean, like the season cliffhanger with Grant entering Stella's apartment. You see the personal side of these individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's a very important part of telling these people, these heroes' stories, is create a three-dimensional character of an actual life that you relate to, that you see the ups and downs and the struggles. And it really makes you just respect their strengths that they have to exemplify, you know, on the job and off the job.
Would you not agree that the city is one of the characters?
Absolutely. Yes, Chicago serves as an excellent backdrop for all of these stories. I think that's the reason why we're able to sustain four shows. If it's not just the salt of the earth, like shoot you straight from the hip community of just the people of Chicago, it's, you know, it is like the crime, the weather, the just the where we are in the U.S. There's so many factors at play that give us things to work off of, and you know we're out in it. If it's negative 20 degrees, we're out there.
We're out there. Yeah.
So.
Well, the show is of course the Chicago Fire. Our guests are Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mayo, who star in the show as Sylvie Brett and also Stella Kidd. Do I have anybody come up to you, Miranda, and say, Stella?
Just me. The first day that she arrived on set, I knocked on her trailer door and I said, Stella! Just a little Marlon Brando for you.
That's pretty funny. Well, congratulations. Break a leg. Well, don't. Well, if you can, you got a paramedic there, so you don't have to worry about it.
Me right up.
Yeah, they'll fix you right up. There's no problem. And we hope to soon talk far before there's 100 episodes in the can. How would that be?
That would be great.
That would be great. Miranda, Kara, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck again. 9 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC on a Wednesday evening.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, ladies. We're going to pause for a second, but there's a whole lot more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration continues to look for more space to house an increasing number of migrants illegally crossing the southern border. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will take over several hotels in the Chandler, Arizona area to hold migrant families for processing. Congressman Brad Wenstrup recently visited the southern border, and the Ohio Republican tells Fox News that the conditions at the border are benefiting the cartels.
So the situation is inhumane. You know, they mentioned just briefly Health and Human Services policy. Well, guess what? That policy is not the policy of the cartels. And so you have women and children that are being trafficked, and the cartels and smugglers don't follow the rules, and they are the ones that are benefiting from this. The policies that have been put in place, we learned, are clearly benefiting the cartels, because not only are they making money by bringing people across, they're also making money because more of their drugs and weapons and things like that that they smuggle.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
that's the honey smooth voice of our next guest. The name Little Anthony is a mainstay that is going from the 50s all the way into the 21st century. I don't know how many acts in this crazy business that we're in have done it, but he's one of them. Joining us right now from Little Anthony and the Imperials, Little Anthony. Anthony, how are you? Welcome to the show for the first time. I can't believe this.
Thank you. Hi, Ron. How you doing, man? There's another person. His name is Tony Bennett.
Yeah, Tony Bennett. That's exactly right. Tony, you know, thank you for doing that, because I was sitting here trying to figure out, literally, before you went on the air with us, who else has endured all of these decades, not even the Beatles. I mean, nobody, but you're right, Tony Bennett. So you're in good company. Yeah. You're in good company.
Yeah, Tony, I've known Tony for several years. And I believe he's 85.
Anthony, I think he'd love to be 85. Tony now is 94 years old.
You know, some people are very blessed like that, and I happen to be one of them. If you look at history, it's not unusual. It's not the rule, but it is the exception. But you had Red Fox, who became really big in the 60s. And you have George Burns, of course. We all know how old he was. Quite a few people that sort of stood out like that and were able to transcend different generations and able to decades, for that matter. Yeah. In fact, I found out that Frank Sinatra went through five different decades, and then they realized that one of the things they realized from the Hall of Fame was Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and was that we actually transcended three: the late 50s, middle 60s, and early 70s.
Right, right. That's what I was figuring.
Yeah, it's very unusual. And I mean, if you ask me, when I was a kid, would I be in this business this long? And actually, I've been in the business for 60 years. I got my first paycheck when I was 14 years old. I was 1955, before it was any Little Anthony Imperials. I was singing with all these little groups around town in New York. But it's amazing. If you'd have said that, I would have said you're crazy. It just wouldn't happen. And yet here I am. I'm performing at a very high level. I'm getting ready to leave out here tomorrow. We're going to Newport News with Miss Darlene Love to do a concert. I'm doing it, not the Imperials, me. I do a lot of stuff on my own as well, solo. But I'm doing a concert with her concert. So it's just really, really, really cool, man. I mean, transcend all that and still be around.
Let's bring it up to 2021. Okay, you've got a brand new record out right now, co-production with George Benson, produced by Preston Glass, and this is just coming out this past week.
Yeah, you know, this is a young people's business, and it really was George's idea to do this. You know, for years he was telling me, one day, you're my idol, he said. I said, you've got to be kidding me, man. We'll do a song. We would say that all the time for years, and it actually came to pass.
Wow.
And I just happened to be with Revival Records, an independent company, and I was looking for material and stuff, and one thing led to another, and Mr. Glass said, look, you know, today, let's be honest, the most of the radio business is geared for the youth.
Yeah.
It's not geared for cats like me.
Right.
But we said, but this is unique. This is something entirely different, you know? It isn't like, you know, it's similar. Again, I go back to Tony Bennett with Lady Gaga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Now look at that. Wow. Who would ever think? Yeah.
If they happen, and you don't know why, everybody's telling us, let's try this. Let's do this. Let's do this. And we did. We released it, and it's not conventional the way it's released with like the younger artists do, where they can go on the top 40 stations, iHeart and all that. But we have found many, many people who are so interested in it that it's starting to take on the life of its own. And it's just been out like 4 days.
4 days. That's why I admire what you're doing, Anthony, because of the fact that this business has changed so much from the days that you and I got into it, that in order to get a hit record today, you kind of scratch your head and say, how's this done? You know, I mean, how does this whole thing work? Now, I congratulate you, too, on this memoir, Little Anthony, My Journey, My Destiny. I mean, now you are an author, you're a successful recording artist for all of these decades, and you have so many great stories. Somebody asked me the other day, they said they heard a story one time about, you mentioned Frank Sinatra, how he got you out of a contract one time.
Yeah.
Tell us that. The person didn't know what it was about, but they just said, I know, if you're talking to Anthony, ask him about it.
Yeah. In fact, that's in the book, too, as well. This is just a wonderful story. Teddy Randazzo was the writer of A Frightful Bag Going On My Head, Take Me Back, and all those wonderful songs.
Yeah, sure.
Outside Looking In. And when I met him when I was about 15. And he was with a group called the Chuckles.
Yep.
And he was on one of Alan Freed's big spectacular shows at the New York Paramount back in 1956. And he used to watch me go out and sing, and he was standing in the wings. And one day he came to me in my dressing room. He said, "You know what, kid? One of these days we're going to work together." And that was 1956. A few years passed by, and in 1964 it became a reality. Everybody was doing records all under contract. Well, the guys weren't under contract. The original Imperial, this is the original guys. They weren't under contract. They were clear. But I still was under contract to Morris Levy of Roulette Records.
Right.
Which, the notorious Morris Levy, you know. He was notorious for holding on to people. And because if he didn't, he wouldn't release you. He'd just let you ride on the vine.
Right.
You know?
Hang on the shelf. Right.
Yeah, and so when he asked, "Is everybody free?" I raised my hand and said, "No." He said, "Morris Levy, Rule of Records." He said, "Oh, gosh."
Really?
I can still see that. This is 1964. And he said, "Look, just go home. I'll call you up in a few days. Let me see what I can do, you know." And a few days went by, and all of a sudden, they had the contract.
Wow.
He actually had it.
Wow.
I thought about it at first, but I didn't really lay on it or really, you know, ponder it until a couple of 3 years later. Stayed with me, like, "Well, how is he getting me out of that contract?" And Teddy Randazzo told me, he said, "Well, you know, he was arranging for Frank Sinatra at the time, and they were friends. And he made a call, Teddy told me, to Frank Sinatra and said what the problem was. And as we know, is now history. In fact, Frank was very close to the mob."
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
He made a call.
I guess he did.
Crime family in New York, the Gambino family.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, they made a call to Morris Levy and gave him an offer he couldn't refuse.
You know, Anthony, the best way to handle that is don't ask how he did it, okay? I don't want to know,
and
Frank.
The fond memory I have is that one of the things that Teddy told me, he said, "Sinatra says, tell the kid he sings good."
Oh, wow, there's an endorsement.
I never met him physically.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I met his daughter, Nancy.
Yeah.
Never met him.
I'll be darned. Now, while we're on the subject of the mafia, John Gotti's mom was your biggest fan, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
Boy, I bet, Anthony, you could tell a lot of stories about that, because I know she used to come and see you all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And by the way, Anthony, I like the job you do on the Time Warner commercial for all of the great oldies. You do a great job on it. You could take my job at any time, too. Well, Anthony, will you come back and join us again?
Anytime, man.
Okay.
Anytime.
And I look forward to seeing you down here in Orlando. Okay, my friend?
Okay.
Thank you so much, our guest. Rhythm and blues pop icon, Little Anthony from Little Anthony and the Imperials. Still going strong with a brand new record out right now with George Benson. But right now, let's listen to some vintage Little Anthony and the Imperials.
You don't remember me.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest, he is quite a lifestyle and design expert. You've seen her on Design on a Dime, Style Network's Tacky House, Editor at Large, the DIY House Call on the Design Network, Home Made Simple on OWN. She is known as the MacGyver of design. Joining us right now is Kelly Edwards. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I love when you call me the MacGyver of design every time.
I just love that. You know, I used to love that show, and now I love the fact that you are the MacGyver of design when it comes to figuring out what the heck to do in your home and styles and so on and so forth. You are the lady, and I hope that you are staying well, too, Kelly.
I am staying very well.
Okay, that's good. Now, springtime is here, and we think about a lot of things. We think about gardening and, you know, outside, getting things spruced up. It always amazed me, even as a child, we're going to spring clean like you don't clean the rest of the year. But I guess there is a little bit of rejuvenation and new exciting things, knowing that summer's around the corner. So help us. Where do we go? Let's start off with outside.
Okay, let's start off with outside. Let's start off with Burpee. I absolutely love Burpee. I love gardening. It's one of my favorite things to do. Burpee is actually the national leader in home gardening, and this year they launched their 2021 Burpee Garden Cast. Now, I think this is amazing. It inspires gardeners as they plant their gardens this season. And they came up with a bunch of different trends, one of them being the World Herb Garden. So it's obviously, since we can't fly anywhere, we can't travel, what we do is we plant amazing herbs in our garden that are easy to grow, like dill, cilantro, lemongrass. This really kind of satisfies our wanderlust for traveling, because what we do then is we pick them and we bring them inside and we make some really great international dishes, which is what my husband and I love to do right now, is create some really great food in the kitchen since we're home so much. What I like to do, I plant them in my yard, then I bring some of the pots inside. Not only does it give texture to the space and color and smells fantastic, but I can also cook with it because it's at arm's length, which I love. Now, another trend that they came up with is their garden of joy. Now, I'm talking about flowers and that really are bright and happy and cheerful. Pansies, violas, they seem to have this, like, cheerful faces and eyes. I always say that, like, pansies are always smiling at me. Or violas, like, they just have this sweet, subtle smell that I love so much. I basically plant all of these colors in my garden, and then I break them up into monochromatic bouquets and put them in a room. So, for instance, instead of having a variety of colors, I'll maybe only do pinks in the bedroom because it's really serene, or I'll do the yellows and the oranges in the kitchen to really brighten it up. So they have five different trends. You can go to their website, burpee.com/gardencast, to find out more about the trends, or you can certainly go to their social media sites, and it's Burpee Gardening to find out about that.
Well, it would be easier for me is just move in next door to you, because it sounds like you have this whole thing under control. Now, let's talk about going inside, because everybody thinks outside, outside, porch furniture, gardening, all the things you talked about. But I find it interesting that a lot of people, and I don't know what this happens, I started talking about it one day, and before I know it, everybody I talked to was talking about the same thing. They want to do a bathroom makeover. You would think that would be a fall or winter project, but it's not, is it?
No, I mean, bathroom makeovers can happen all the time. So I actually have two ideas for a bathroom makeover. One is for your actual bathroom, and one is personally in the bathroom. One is, if you're looking for any product in your house, you certainly want a deal, right? I always love to save money. What you should do is go to slickdeals.net if you're going to redo your bathroom. You go on the site. They have 12 million unique users. They all vote and vet on the best deals so you actually know if you're getting a good price on anything. You search for deals. You can discover new products. And you can also read reviews from a group of savvy shoppers. It's basically like having 12 million friends on the site, and they're all sharing, and you're all understanding where the best deals are. I love it. And if there's something in particular, let's say in the bathroom, that you want to buy, you can also set a deal alert, and it will notify you when that deal actually matches your criteria. So if you want to save money, that's slickdeals.net. Now, on the flip side of that, in the bathroom, when we're speaking about cleaning, we also have to consider our personal hygiene as well. And Oral-B Click actually has a toothbrush that you no longer have to put in the cabinet anymore because it looks so fantastic. Now, it right now comes in matte black, and chrome white, but it's available in three new premium colors, rose gold, Alaska blue, and aqua. It also has a magnetic brush holder, so it can stick to outside to any surface. You don't have to put it in the cabinet. Still gives you that amazingly refreshing manual clean, because what it has is X-shaped crisscross bristles. Mm. It's in between your teeth. You remove plaque and provide superior overall clean. But my favorite part, honestly, Ron, is that environmentally friendly. It has a reusable handle, but you can replace the brush head. Even if you replace the brush head every 3 months, after the course of 2 years, you actually save 50% less plastic than if you use a regular manual toothbrush. So that you can find at retailers or online at Oral-B. I also have two other products for keeping your place clean and your living room. Which one would you like to hear first?
Let's talk about sanitize, because with everything going on, you just want to keep everything spotless. You know, you become obsessed with clean.
You do. Okay, let's go to cleaning first. It is important right now. You want to keep everything sanitized and clean, especially those high-touch surfaces, the doorknobs, the light switches, things like that.
Right.
Microban 24, you have to get this product. It's a line of antibacterial cleaning products. It keeps killing bacteria on surfaces for 24 hours when used as directed. So basically, touch after touch, doesn't give up. It's powered by a multi-layer protective shield, kills the bacteria for 24 hours. You just spray, you walk away, no wiping required.
Wow.
I absolutely love this product. Exactly. Now, my last product I do have to tell you about, and I cannot forget, because this is something that I think everybody's going to love. A television that turns into an art piece. How cool is that? It's like a double-duty product here.
Really?
Samsung has something called the frame. So basically what it is when the TV's up, it's a TV. And when it's not a television, you could actually use it as a piece of art. Great way to personalize your home decor. They have a growing library. They have 1,400 pieces in their art store. They also have recommendations from the AI-based auto curation technology. Super slim. It's the same depth as a picture frame, okay? And they also are letting you make your own TV with mix and match mounting and bezel options for the frame. But my favorite part is they just introduced something called My Shelf, which is an accessory that lets you customize the wall and the shelving around the frame, which is fantastic. So it attaches to 55-inch, 65, and 75-inch televisions, and it also comes in four different colors. You go to Samsung.com to get information about that product. But, of course, you go to all these websites for their information, or you go to my Instagram, Kelly Edwards, Inc., as well.
Kelly, you mean to tell me that you can put a picture on the screen that looks like a picture?
That it looks like a piece of art. How cool is that? So, basically, when the TV's up and you're using it, it's a television. When you're not using it, you could choose from over 1,400 pieces of art that they have in their store, put them up on the screen, and it actually looks like a piece of art, and it doesn't even look like a television anymore.
Oh, I got to get one of them. Well, Kelly, I got to tell you, you have some super ideas, and I know because you're the person that could take a room and remodel it to its nth degree for less than $1,000. So I know that all the things we're talking about are deal connected, and that's great. When you got more hints and more things to talk about, maybe a little later on this spring or early summer, you'll come back and join us again?
I would love to. Thanks for having me again.
Okay, Kelly, stay safe.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Kelly Edwards has been our guest, lifestyle and design expert with offers for spring season household tips. Doesn't matter if it's inside, outside, all around the house. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Well, that's That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. We want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show this week. And our guests include from The Prophet, Marcus Mimonis, actor Peter Facinelli, promoter Danny Zalesko, Carson Daly, from the TV show This Is Us, Chrissy Metz and Justin Hartley, and the stars of Chicago Fire, Kara Kilmer and Miranda Mayo. Also want to thank legendary singer Little Anthony of Little Anthony and the Imperials and Kelly Edwards. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.